It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 24 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Basketball all over the place, Tony.
That and ice.
Yeah, lots of ice. Yeah, I've never seen anything like this. Not this kind of ice.
Really?
Yeah.
How is this different from the ice that y'all had in the snowstorm that everybody talks about? The reason I bought a generator, ice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a freezing rain that caused a lot of damage. This was more sleet, and it's just like a salt. This is like a pond is frozen over.
Well, it is
everywhere you go.
Greg had to come and get me today.
Yeah.
And my driveway was pristine.
Yeah.
It's still pristine because his vehicle would not end. It didn't indent my driveway.
Yeah. No tracks.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And I've never seen it like that. I mean, the last time, a lot of snow mixed in there with it, too. I don't even like to think about that, though. Man, that was a horrible time. And glad it wasn't that bad this time. Just thankful to all the first responders, the linemen, all the people working out to get everything and keep everything going so we can do what we do, which is just sit there and wait for it to melt. But before we do that, we got to talk about number 67 as we move forward through the greatest players of each number. First one there's Bob Kuchenberg. Tony, you can.
He was a guard for the undefeated Dolphins team, Hall of Famer, a very good offensive lineman. And when you're in these 60s, that's what you're going to get for the very, very most part, except for the guy on the end. We'll get to him in a little bit.
Yeah, Reggie McKenzie, the next one name on there, and he was a
outstanding offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they called that. What they call that? They called them the electric company.
Right. That's right.
Because they had the juice.
That's exactly right.
And they were the electric company. So then Kimo von
Ohlhofen.
You should know him, Tyler.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know Ohlhofen?
I know Ohlhofen.
He was a really good defensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We didn't
Shocker.
Realize.
Yeah.
We did. I showed you the list. I've got a Steeler for every number.
I know.
We didn't realize how good Kimo von Ohlhofen was until he wasn't there anymore. And then you thought, man, he was pretty good.
You know, when did he play?
He was with the Steelers like in the mid 2000s to like 12 or 13, something like that.
When they were irrelevant.
They weren't irrelevant. they may be irrelevant in the future, but they wasn't irrelevant then.
Yeah.
But he spent his last couple years with the Bengals.
Yeah, just kidding you.
That's okay.
But we're going to talk more about that, about their relevancy later on as we get to it. But right now we're going to talk about basketball. All right, Tony, let's talk about the Leopards and the Lady Leopards from DeQuain. Leopards had two games last week, went to Nevada and lost 75-56. Really no shame in that. Nevada, one of the top-ranked 1A teams in the state. And then went to Hope and a game. Tony, I think both you and I believe they should have won.
Oh, absolutely.
And had numerous opportunities to win that game. Hope tried to give it to them every way they could.
Yeah, I even commented that we'll get them at the Coliseum.
Yeah, I believe
so. When Hope comes to the Coliseum, come, because we're going to get them over there.
Yeah.
We couldn't take advantage of the breaks they were giving us, and it was a 1 and 2 point game down the stretch, and then as has been kind of the norm here lately, Hope pulls away a little bit late, but Leopards definitely had their chances.
Yeah, Muldrow hit 5 or 6 free throws there at the end that led.
He did not look like the classic free throw shooter.
No,
either. He didn't look like Larry Bird or
no.
he looked like an offensive lineman.
But he
he could shoot foul shots.
He sure could. He sure could. And 48-40 loss there. Tough loss for the Leopards. But when you go back and look at their record for the year, I mean, I think that. They're 6-16 on the year, and if you told me they were 12-12, or I don't even know if that adds up, it doesn't quite.
11-11.
Yeah, 11-11. Yeah, but if you told me that, they could easily be that.
Yeah,
easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a combination of things. foul shooting down the stretch has bit them. And then we've talked about this many times. And it's not that they're taking a quarter off, but it's a quarter where they just can't put the ball in the hole.
That's right.
And both those things have probably cost the Leopards 5 or 6 wins.
Yeah, and they never quit playing,
no,
though. Never quit hustling, never quit trying, and that's going to bode well for them in the future. Looking at this week, one game for them, supposedly Tuesday versus Magnolia.
Ain't happening.
Just going to say one thing. Yeah, just going to say one thing before, and so we don't have to do it every time. All these are dependent on the weather. At this point in time, as we record this on Monday morning, we would venture a guess that no Tuesday games will be played.
Yeah.
Based on what we see, so we'll.
And you've made a note. You've looked ahead, probably one of the few times in your life, and noticed that Magnolia does not play Friday, and we play a benefit game, and that may be an opportune time to make that up.
Yeah, and hopefully that's true. We don't want to play 3 games in a week.
No.
If we don't have to. Looking at the Lady Leopards, they went over to Hope last Friday night, I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, you know, it's just.
Here's the way I would describe it, and no disparaging.
I hope you do it a lot better than
the
I
Lady
would have.
Cats. You know, if let's say that the United States, hockey team. Was going to play, I don't know, Jamaica. And Jamaica, they're a first-year hockey team. And, they're just not – they just don't know all the fundamentals of hockey and things like that.
It's hard to keep a sheet of ice cold in Jamaica.
It is. They could go play on my driveway.
Yeah.
When the other team is not sound fundamentally – throwing the ball out of bounds, taking what I would not term as great shots. It's just hard to keep your team focused enough that it doesn't, devolve into something. And we scored, people say, what are you talking about? We scored 72 points, but it was ugly.
Well, yeah, it was, and we played everybody from the first quarter on.
Yeah,
and I commend Coach Burgess for doing that. Still ended up in a mercy rule game.
Yeah,
but the starters probably didn't play. I know they didn't play half the game.
No,
and so they probably played about a quarter and a half, probably.
Yeah, it's just when the other team's not fundamentally sound. And you kind of build your game on being fundamentally sound. It's just it is really hard to maintain that. I don't quite know why. I as a high school athlete, we were usually a team that wasn't fundamentally sound. So it's hard for me to look at it from the perspective from the team that is.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the case Friday night. It's been the case. In several games where the Lady Leopards have blown somebody out.
Yeah. Yep. And so, just look forward to moving on from that. I think they played as well as they could have.
Yeah.
And everybody got to play. Great game for that. And got some significant playing time.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But now they're going to move on, and this week they're going to face Magnolia.
Big game.
Yeah, and that's a big game because we beat 2 on the road out of the 3 that we're in competition with probably.
If we would beat Magnolia this week at some point, it would really give us a stranglehold on the 2 spot.
Yeah,
it would be ours to lose.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. So looking forward to that, and that's we'll just see how the Leopards and Lady Leopards fare this coming week.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
And it's time to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions. The Horatio Lions, they played 2 games. They lost to Murfreesboro 87-59 and in Spring Hill 52-35. Tony, I hadn't got a chance to talk to Coach Merrick.
I did.
This week, but I can. You did?
Yes.
Well, you may know more about it than I do.
Their best week so far this season.
That's what I was going to say.
And probably their best week since he's been.
Yeah.
Been around.
Yeah.
Putting up 59 against Murfreesboro, that's got to be a season high for him.
Yep.
And he said the Lions played really, really well this week.
And that's good news for him as they move forward. Just improving is what they're looking for. This week they've got 3 games. They're at Dirks Tuesday. We'll probably hear more about that later.
Maybe.
And Thursday they're at Caddo, and then Friday they've got Legacy.
Right.
So three games there, big games, 2 big conference games, then 1 kind of for bragging rights in Sevier County, I think, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I like those kind of games. Lady Lions, they're 10-7 on the year, and they beat Murfreesboro 64-29. Big victory for them there. When you look at Spring Hill, they
beat them 43-40.
Thank you.
That's all right.
They beat Spring Hill 43-40, and Presley Sprick there had 8 points and 5 rebounds, had an outstanding game there. They're going to have the same schedule as the boys, so they'll have 3 games this week, and we'll see how they do this coming week. All right, it's time to talk about the Foreman Gators and Lady Gators. The Foreman Gators are 12-3 on the year, lost to Cutter this past week, 96-40. You know, Tony and
I'd have lost the ranch on that one.
Yeah, they'd beaten.
I don't know what the spread had been, but I'd have took Foreman.
Yeah.
In numbers, or I took Foreman as the favorite, and I would have lost.
Yeah, they beat Cutter by 7 at Foreman.
Yeah.
Go over there, talk to Coach Smith. They had a lot of sickness issues and just didn't have any legs under them, and one of those games you throw the film away, right?
Yeah.
But Hayden Easter still had 18 points. So,
Had 18 with the flu.
Yeah, with the flu, no legs.
Didn't Michael Jordan play with the flu once?
He did, and won the game.
Yeah.
And won the game. That's right. Lady Gators 1-3, and they lost to Cutter 61-26.
LeBron played with a sprained toe.
Yeah, he did.
I would say that is comparable.
He had a sprained toe.
I don't know. I think he had fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Sorry, God.
The big LeBron fans here at the Arkansas, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the air.
Yeah. Well, we can get Coach Merrick in here.
Yeah.
Let him whine about that.
I threw you
just
off.
Like, he whines about it just like LeBron whines.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the Lady Gators lost to Cutter 61-26. Shelby Pound led the way with 12 points for them. And this week they go to Spring Hill and to Mountain Pine. So, 2 games on the road, big games. You know, former Gators are playing really, really well. and got some young kids. Had that one bad game, but I think they're going to come back and do well in the conference.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Casa Tots' website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Casa Tots has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Casa Tots is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacasatacolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacasatacolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Ashdown Panthers and Pantherettes. Panthers are 2-14 on the year, and they took a couple of losses this last week. They lost to Smack over 57-45, and Prescott 51-30. The Pantherettes 5-10 on the year, and they beat Prescott 42-27. And this week they're going to play at Genoa, and then Friday at Centerpoint. So two games on the road, both girls and boys playing there. And Tony, you know, Ashdown down a little bit in basketball.
Yeah, the girls. You know, if you can just tell by scores, I think the girls are starting to come together a little bit and play better. And you know, for where they are, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they played a pretty good schedule too. So, definitely not the typical year you'd see from the Panthers.
Well, we'll just talk to Jim and see what they're going to do next week. It's time to talk about the Legacy Warriors, and they played one game last week. One of them got canceled due to the weather, as happened with a lot of teams. They either moved them around or got them canceled. But they played a game against South Arkansas Christian, and they won by a score of 62-27. Silas Lofton led the scoring with 27 points. Chris Reel had three threes and totaled 11 points and four rebounds. And Liam Dennison had 8 points and eight rebounds. So big win for the Warriors last week, and we'll see how they do this week.
And now it is time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the awards show, where we give away all kinds of different awards from last week's basketball action. So we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
And that's going to go to Denasia Briggins, who had 18 points in the win over Hope.
And the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
That's going to be Kaylee Dancer. She had a big game against Prescott in the win over them.
The Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Hayden Billings, who had 14 points in the win over Murfreesboro.
How about the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week?
That's going to go to Shelby Pound, who had 12 points against Cutter Morning Star.
The Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
That's going to Bo Bell, who had 12 points versus Arkadelphia.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
McLean Smith with 25 points in their victory last week.
And the Union Bank of MENA Bearcat Player of the Week.
That's going to go to Annabelle Peters for her play last week.
The Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week.
That's going to Silas Lofton. He had 27 points in the victory over South Arkansas Christian.
What about the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week?
Gwen Bradshaw. She's doing a great job up there for the Lady Eagles as they continue to move towards 500 this year.
The Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
We're going to give that to Karsten Scrivener this week. She was big in the Scrapperettes' victory over Arkadelphia.
Nice. The Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
That's going to go to Jalen Staggers of the Scrappers, and he had 12 points and 11 rebounds in their win versus Arkadelphia.
And the highly coveted Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area and winner of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air shirt.
That's going to Manola Vasquez of Legacy Academy Warriors, who, you know, this is big. He entered the 2,000-point club last week.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's huge, and he's just a junior.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's all just right. A junior. So congratulations to Manola. He's going to win the, and I hope I'm saying that right. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I know it's Vasquez.
There you go. All right.
I really don't know that either. But, hey, Manolo Vasquez entered the 2,000-point club last week. Congratulations to him. He's the winner of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air T-shirt.
Nice. And one more award to give away, and that is going to be the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
And that's going to be Horatio at Dirks.
Nice.
Can't wait for that. Always a big matchup between those two.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And we're done with all of the high school basketball talk, but we always like to talk about some more national topics. And this conversation is brought to you by MENA Pre-owned. For all your pre-owned car needs, visit MENA Pre-owned today.
And go get you a pre-owned auto.
There you go.
Yeah. So, hey, talking about, you know, what's up first?
Well, there's a big game in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there is. It finally got down to the last football game.
Everybody thought New England and Seattle. Everybody beginning the season thought,
yeah, that's right.
It's going to be New England and Seattle.
I was,
we were on Buffalo and Green Bay.
Yeah, and Buffalo's coach got fired, and Green Bay's coach almost did. Well, he almost left.
Yeah.
He didn't almost get fired. But and he should have left, or the Pittsburgh Steelers should have gotten him instead of who they got. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, I am kind of excited about it because you know, I know a lot of people say they didn't want the Pats in because they've won so many, you know. And I know you're probably one of those because you don't want them to have more rings than the
– Well, I've just resigned myself to the fact that they're going to get their seven before we do, so it might as well be now.
Yeah.
Because our seventh ain't going to come in my lifetime the way we're going.
Yeah. but you know, the thing about it is – and now I can't think of his name. His first name's Mike, but their coach
– Tomlin?
No.
McCarthy?
No. The coach at New England.
You're McGrable.
Yeah. Is it Mike too?
I believe it is.
Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah,
Mike McGrable.
Yeah, but anyway, I always liked him when he was a player. I liked him at Tennessee as a coach.
Yeah,
and I think that kind of changes my perspective on the Patriots a little bit. I think it's a totally different Patriots.
It is. Yeah. It's like when there was Coke, right? There was Coke, and then. At some point, Coke said, "We've got something great here. Let's screw it up.
That's right.
Let's make new Coke." Tyler, are you old enough to remember new Coke?
No.
Oh my land,
it was horrible.
I bet
it was terrible.
Yeah,
and then I don't think it took a year.
No,
they pulled new Coke and they brought the old Coke back.
Coke
so
classic.
The Patriots were great for a while. They were terrible for a while, and now they're great again.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike Vrabel.
Grable.
he's the reason.
He is.
I mean, they were the last 2 years they won four games. This year they were 13-4, I believe, in the regular season. Yeah. And you know, he just turned it around. Good story there.
He'd have been a great hire for the Steelers.
Yeah,
because he was a former linebacker for the Steelers.
Hmm. And then the other side, the Seattle Seahawks, not my favorite team, but I think when you look at. Sam Darnold and what he's done, you know, he was at USC. I think he was the third overall pick by the Jets. You know, he got beat up like a rag doll playing for them. You know, never did anything. They got rid of him. You know, he jumped around, you know, backup quarterbacks. Ended up at Minnesota last year. Led them to one of the best records
but
in the league.
But he only got to play because of an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the kid from Penn State went down.
Yeah.
And he got in there, and he took full advantage of his opportunity.
Yep, but they dumped him after that year.
Well,
and
I think we've established now with Pete Carroll moving on from the Seahawks and getting fired from the Raiders, he was holding them back.
Yeah, yeah,
he was holding the Seahawks back.
Yep, but I really like Sam Darnold. You know, it's just a good story. And I don't know anything about the guy. He could be the worst human being on the earth. I don't know. But, as far as the football play, it's a good story. He's had to overcome a lot from being one of the primetime guys to going all the way down to the bottom, and he's back at the top.
He is. And, I think that it just goes to show you how valuable – two things are to a quarterback that have nothing to do with the quarterback. One is offensive line. You have to block for them. They can't be running for their lives all the time and be accurate. And two, coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been coached up.
Yep.
And how many other quarterbacks have been given up on and are out of the NFL because they never had an offensive line or didn't have any coaching? You know, it makes you think.
And the better you are, the more likely that's going to happen to you, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because you're going to get drafted by Cleveland. They went through more starting quarterbacks than the rest of the league combined.
Eric Couch.
Oh, man. But you know, I think it's going to be a great game. Looking forward to it. I'm always a little bit sad this time of year.
Yeah, because there's not going to be more football.
Yeah, there's only one more football game.
Yeah,
till next fall.
Because you can't count the Pro Bowl anymore.
No, well they play flag. Girl football.
It's flag football. Yeah.
Yeah, the girls play flag football. I don't know why they play flag. I mean, it's like they think they can't get hurt. I don't understand that. They didn't hit each other hard enough to get hurt.
It was getting to be a joke even in the pads.
Sure.
So
it was. So it was.
Just not play it.
You're right.
Give them a trophy or something and not play it.
Yeah. So moving on, big hire by the Pittsburgh Steelers. this week they hired Mike McCarthy, the Mac Brown of the NFL.
Not the Mac Daddy.
No. Mac Brown, the most overrated college coach ever, and Mike McCarthy may be the most overrated NFL coach. Just my opinion, looking at him when he was at Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, they should have won 4 Super Bowls. He won one.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Dallas and probably the best team they had since they won a Super Bowl. He does nothing with them.
Yeah.
I just don't see that being the right pick. I mean, it just goes against what the Rooneys in Pittsburgh have done every hire since Chuck Knoll.
Well, what it told me as a Steeler fan is that the Rooneys believe that the Steelers are still just a player or two, a play or two away. And they are not.
No.
They are quagmired in a 9-8 and 10-7 roster. Unless you just think 10 wins is good enough, you've got to start over. And you're not when you hire Mike McCarthy, you're telling him we're going to win the Super Bowl next year. They're not winning the Super Bowl next year.
No. And well, and the other thing is, and my opinion, you know more about the Steelers than I do, the likelihood of them dropping down is much higher than it is of them going up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think they could go 6-10 or 6-11. How will they play, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they could do that more likely than they're going to go 11-6.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, which, frankly, that wouldn't be the worst thing that happened to them. Now, it might be with Mike McCarthy as your coach, but it wouldn't be maybe with Mike Shula or a young guy like that.
Flores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think about all the directions that they could have went, and to me, this absolutely makes the least sense unless you think you can win now. And I'm not even sure it's the best hire if you could think you can win now.
No.
But no. I don't know. It's a puzzler. And, at least the Rooneys are secure enough in themselves to think that because the fan base is, I mean, they're pitchforks at the gate mad. Yeah. So it'll be see how it goes. I give Mike McCarthy 2-3 years at the most. And that goes against everything the Steelers do.
But see, that may be why they did it.
Yeah.
Because I see, looking from the outside in, I think that Tomlin quit because he knew he was going to get fired next year anyway because they're going to go down. You know, they're at the cliff and they're fixing to jump off of it.
Right.
With age and things like that. And so he figured he was going to get fired anyway, so he just quit. And then – so they bring in a guy they know is only going to be there 2 or 3 years. I mean, he's 65.
Yeah.
You know, so he's not going to be – 5 years would be the most if he did well. And I think he's going to be their sacrificial lamb to get them back to, where they want to be. You know, give them a couple of bad teams to get good draft picks and do things like that. Then they'll go hire a coach that's 35 or 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well –
we'll see.
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
We'll see how it plays out. Well, the thing we've learned about NFL is it's not about winning; it's about money.
Yeah.
And so if you make money, that supersedes winning. They'd rather make money than win. That's winning to them, I think.
Right.
Now obviously everybody wants to win a Super Bowl, but usually that ends up costing you money because you got to pay players more.
Yeah.
So if they can do it the other way. Anyway, moving on, Indiana University with their first football national championship, they just became a football school, not a basketball school anymore. See any changes in the way the rest of the NCAA does things based on what Indiana did?
Well, I mean, there's a couple interesting things that I don't totally agree with, but there is some merit to them that the SEC hasn't won a national football championship since everybody else has been allowed to pay players. implying that the SEC was doing it before everybody else.
Yeah.
And, how quick it is to get well in a hurry. I mean, you can go from the bottom to the top real quick with the transfer portal and enough money.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I think about him, though, is I think he picked players that nobody else picked.
Yes. A bunch of three stars.
Yeah, well, and a bunch of people with that were fifth and sixth year seniors.
Yeah.
Which, you know, COVID allowed all that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens now.
Right.
Because he won't get that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and not saying he can't do it again, but we'll just see, because the situation is going to be a little bit different. Instead of playing 24 and 25 year olds against 18 and 19 year olds, he'll move back a little bit anyway.
But forever, the Indiana Hoosiers will be the 2025-2026 national champions.
You're right, and congratulations to them. It didn't bother me at all. I loved it. You want to talk about Hog basketball?
I got to watch a good bit of the LSU game, and at times they looked really good, and at times I thought they were going to let LSU win the ball game.
Well, you know, I think there's two things, and I don't know his name. The point guard from LSU and Darius Acup Jr. both first-round picks in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's what that game showed me, because nobody else from LSU did anything.
Right.
I mean, he carried them the whole game. And Acuff with, 31, I think.
Right.
You know, Hogs get the win. It was a tough win. And you know what? One of the things that amazed me, you know, I was planning on going to that game. Of course, the weather kicked me out of going. But it was full up there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, they've got 12 inches of snow.
You wonder, and the thing is, if it was the old way where you had to mail somebody your tickets, or, you know, you had to meet somewhere, it wouldn't have been. But in this age where you can just transfer tickets online, you could sell your ticket really fast. And
yeah. Well, I gave mine to somebody that lived up there.
Yeah, they could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no sense in it going wasted. So, you know, but I was, you know, I don't know how many. I didn't look to see how many, but I mean, it was a good crowd for seven. For they moved it up to 4:00,
right?
Which helped Tyler out a bunch. He appreciated that.
It was off air the whole time.
but anyway, you know, the thing about the Hogs is they've got to fix those road games. And, you know, the last two road games, they've got beat by an average of 20 points, probably. I don't know what it is exactly, but close to it. But somehow you got to fix those, you know. And I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you can do it in the SEC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a tough conference to win on the road. And if you could win half your road games, you'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to the Marshall Thundering Herd Dog Group.
Yeah, you do.
Set a school and a Sun Belt record, and I don't know what the national record is, 26 three-pointers in a ball game. Not only made 26 three-pointers, they were 26 of 52. They shot 50% from the three-point line and obliterated Louisiana Monroe 117-60 or something like that. So, doesn't happen every day. Dad and I got to watch it, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're a Monroe alum out there, I'm sorry, but, man, you guys stink.
It's a lot of fun to watch those kind of games.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, when your team's doing it.
Well, you talk a three every basically 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And they took a three-point shot more than one a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fun to watch.
Yep. But basketball is just now getting really hooked up, you know. I mean, we got about 5 or 6 weeks left in conference basketball, and then you go to the conference tournaments and the NCAA. Looking forward to that. Big win for Rick Pitino. He gets his 900th win.
Yeah, and I put these out here. Some notable guys and how many wins they got to, and we can talk maybe a little about where we think Pitino is on this list, and he's not done. I mean, he could coach a couple more years and get up in the possibly 240s, 250s, something like that. He's already passed Dean Smith, which surprised me. He's going this season. He's going to pass Bobby Knight and Roy Williams. Probably next season, Bill Jim Calhoun and Bob Thuggins, and then
we got it.
And then he's a distance off from Jim Boeheim and Coach K, but Rick Pitino, probably one of the best, definitely best 10, maybe best 6, 7 all-time college basketball coaches. Won a lot of games at Providence and UK.
Who would you say was the best all-time college coach?
Who would I say is the best all-time college coach?
Not, and I'm not talking about, you know, John Wooden. Back then, I'm talking about more like now. You know, now as in since we've been really watching it as adults.
I mean, I would have to say Coach K.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's done a lot of winning.
Yeah, he's won a lot of games. You can't argue with that. You know, I never was a big Jim Boeheim fan.
No, me neither.
I don't know.
I always had a lot of respect for Jim Calhoun.
Yeah.
I always thought that UConn would be a tough place to recruit to, and not like recruiting to Duke or somewhere like North Carolina or somewhere like that. And he was always competing with those guys, beating them a lot of the times. So I thought that, you know, I have a lot of respect for Jim Calhoun.
So where do you put Calipari in here with these guys?
Well, you know, I probably should have looked up how many career wins Coach Cal has, but Coach Cal's got he could still coach a long time. I don't know how old he is. I don't know if he's old like you and I, or
he's 65-ish.
65. He is old like you and I.
Yeah, he is.
So he probably, we'll say he's got 5 years left, which the way Arkansas plays, even if you average 20 wins a season, that's 100 more wins.
Yeah.
So is he going to be remembered? I think that he'll be stained a little bit by the cheating that happened at UMass and at Memphis. But he's definitely going to be one of the top 10 college coaches of all times.
I would think so. Trying to find out how many wins he's got.
Yeah, there's a little girl on your phone that knows.
I know. 891 career college wins.
Okay, so he's going to get his 900th probably this season too.
Yeah.
So he's right up there with Rick Pitino and Dean Smith and Bobby Knight and Roy Williams. And the likelihood that none of these guys didn't cheat at all is probably zero. I mean, just to be honest, you know. Well, I'm just saying. At Marshall,
or somebody there cheated for
him. At Marshall, we had a coach named Rick Huckabee. He was an assistant at LSU. We hired him. We got great in a hurry. We went to the NCAA tournament, got smoked by Georgetown. But as it turned out, when Marshall won the Southern Conference, he bought with his own money, he bought kids a necklace, the Southern Conference championship necklace. They smacked him down for that. Put Marshall on probation. Fired Huckabee. The university fired Huckabee. If that had been UK, people would have giggled. Mm-hmm. But it was Marshall, so we can make an example of Marshall. Mm-hmm. But people would say that's cheating, right? Because it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying all these guys have probably done something that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even buy them dinner.
But Calipari took that. He didn't just buy kids necklaces.
No.
They had championships vacated. So that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. But he never got nailed for it, right? It was something else. Yeah. Hey.
He had a fall guy.
I told you when we hired him. I never liked the guy.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We're going to win a lot of games, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and it
same
has
thing
been.
I've always said.
And it has.
Don't know how many games we'll win, or if we'll win a national championship or not. I would say it's not impossible.
No.
But
Arkansas is going to be in that conversation probably every year that Calipari is there. If they're hot at the end of the year, they got a shot.
Yeah. Long as Johnny Tyson keeps putting the money in NIL.
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I mean now, so that's it. Anything else you want to talk about nationally?
No, I think we've covered everything on the list.
Did see one. The Rangers made some trades that they actually think they're gonna try to contend this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe. We'll talk about that later. But I thought
yeah,
that
the
was
the Pirates
hilarious.
Think they are too.
Yeah, I know. Everybody does, right?
That's right. In January, everybody's going to win the World Series.
That's right. That's right. Well, man, appreciate everybody taking the time to call in and talk to us and getting us information. We appreciate our sponsors. We could not do it without them. And most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.